Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on.
Love me some SRV.
Things was too hot.
The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Alan C. is our guest, our new friend, the CMO, Chief Marketing Officer at DocuStart. Alan, tell us, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us about DocuStart.
Sure. So DocuStart is a marketing communication company. The applications or the solutions that we sell fall into within three areas. Marketing resource management, it's a software as a service type application. We do internet marketing in the form of email marketing and a new social media marketing application called Speak Socially. And we have enterprise print. So yes, we still can print material and direct mail.
I'm glad to see you still... I'm glad to see you're still faithful to the legacy products, Alan.
Absolutely. The legacy products aren't going away. They might be used a little bit less.
You should see
but
my.
Still all work in harmony.
If you think paper's not still around, you should see my office.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about the role of the chief marketing officer, and I want you to. In the previous segment, you did a really good job of talking about the concept of a chief marketing officer, especially with regard to an official assignment like yours, position in a little bit larger company, a larger small business. But let's talk to my audience about how to accomplish the CMO job in a business that can't justify a CMO. How do we get that work done when we don't have a person who's got that title?
Sure. So from my perspective, and this is really from the standpoint that, as I said in the beginning, I grew up in sales before becoming a marketer, that I still look at life through the lens of a salesperson. And I think that large or small company, as long as you're not if you're not a .org, if you're a .com, you're in business to generate revenue. Exactly. And so I had been talking about my marketing budget, and so from my marketing budget perspective, I like to keep between 60 and 65% of my budget actually targeted for direct marketing lead generation activity. And so I am thinking at all times, even as I'm spending money on technology, public relations, or other parts or components of the budget, how do I fill the sales funnel? How do I help the sales organization move sales down the funnel so that we can close more business?
Because there's still enough people out there who respond to the more traditional methods of marketing.
Absolutely, and particularly
do you see that side diminishing though? You've seen my graphs in my book of the age of the customer overtaking the age of the seller. Are you seeing it move in that direction?
Well, at the end of the day, and you're trying to provide that best customer experience, but at the end of the day, value has to be given on both sides. The person buying needs to feel like that they're getting the value that they need, and the seller needs to make a profit. They need to profitably close the transaction and be able to deliver their solution. And so, in a lot of ways, the traditional way of thinking isn't going to go away.
Right.
But it's going to be supplemented or augmented with kind of some of the newer angles of looking at it.
But customers today, would you agree with this statement? Customers today are increasingly have less traditional connection expectations. What do you think?
The customers today are definitely thinking on a different plane, and this is where in getting into social media, I mean, in the beginning, yes, you might have a physical storefront. You needed an address. You were going to get a phone number, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you needed to have a website. and now having these social platforms, because it's going to be the customer who decides whether or not this relationship's optimized.
That's right.
It's going to be the customer who decides how I want to communicate with you, whether that's through a direct
message. Their expectations are what drives the bus.
That is so spot on. It is their expectations that are driving the bus, and the amount of information that's available now, chances are they're going to know as much about your industry as you do, even before mm-hmm. you have the initial conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, all right. So, I've got about a minute. Small business owners, how much should they budget for new marketing platforms like social media?
So, from a small business perspective, whether you're a one-person shop and you're wearing all the hats, you wear the sales, marketing, IT, legal, finance, HR hats, or you are a little bit larger and have different people wearing those, it is time to start thinking about the marketing budget, your strategic marketing plan. Social media, yes, okay, it doesn't cost anything to set up a Twitter profile.
Right.
Technically, you can do LinkedIn for free.
But
if you really want to generate leads and connect with customers and do it properly, social media is not free.
It needs to be directed by a pro, doesn't it? Whether that's an employee or a contractor.
It really does. And today, through blogs, Twitter, LinkedIn, that's how we generate our sales leads.
Hey, Alan, come back soon. Good job today.
Thank you.
Alan C., ladies and gentlemen, with DocuStar. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.